Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, nationalistic patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Where we're going to wiffle the balloons, we're going to wiffle the lasers, we're going to wiffle Russian military planes in our airspace. Anybody that comes over here, you're getting wiffled.
Yeah, and everybody that's already here that's subverting the United States, you're getting wiffle batted.
Any of you sneaky little buggers sneaking across our border, even though it's supposedly open, all of America doesn't agree with the fact that you snuck over here and you're getting the wiffling next.
That's right. And everybody who's allowing you to sneak in here is getting wiffle batted.
That's right.
As well.
You all just line up.
That's right. It's going to be a gauntlet. You know, if you guys have Telegram and you want to follow us and the content and the resources that we cover each day, go to The Morning Commute. That's the name of the, couldn't believe it was actually available on Telegram.
Yep, that's right.
That's our channel, The Morning Commute. And you can follow us there where we upload, you know, news, articles, things of interest. But one I had
and
to share.
We post all of our resources as well as the word of the day each day.
Yes, absolutely. Now, yesterday I forwarded one. It was a classic. So there's a picture of a guy in a full body cast in a hospital bed with this captioned underneath. So I was flying at 40,000 feet in my own personal balloon, minding my own business, not bothering anybody. Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, that was great.
But, yeah, I wonder what the rest of the professional ballooners out there are thinking right now.
Well, it's not a good time to take the balloon up.
It's probably better to stay grounded for a while.
I'll tell you, that's something that would get everybody's attention right now.
No kidding. No, you know, kidding.
And well, is this just a distraction or is this, you know, it's a real thing. It's a real thing that it's smart. It's old technology meeting new technology for
exactly.
Electronic intelligence. But these balloons are so hard to track. They can travel 80 to 100,000 feet. It's like having a satellite, slow moving satellite moving over sensitive areas that you can gather intel and they can't even tell you're there.
That's right. And what they're using is the full on sneak attack. I mean, every way
right.
that we're not thinking, they're going to be thinking that way.
Total warfare.
Yeah, total warfare. Exactly.
Yeah.
They're coming through the sky. They're coming across our southern border. And you and I were talking about this yesterday. In fact, we were saying, you know, there was somebody that posted on our channel. Thank you to that person, by the way. The hazmat warning issued after a Tucson freeway crash, where the crash caused the crash near milepost 252 initially caused the westbound lanes to close, but officials later closed travel in both directions because it was basically a chemical. They're hauling toxic chemicals down I-10 in Tucson, Arizona, and it wiped out and crashed, right?
Right.
So here's all this, you can see it like toxic gas coming out of this whatever was in the semi's container.
People are driving through.
Yeah. And so you and I went, you know what? Okay, so this is getting that, when this is happening across our food supply, first of all, chicken farms are being burnt to the ground.
Right.
Different attacks on processing plants. And now all of a sudden within the same week, we've got 3 train derailments.
Right.
And now a truck, you know, a semi carrying toxic chemicals is
right with another order for folks to shelter in place.
Right. And so we're going, okay, all of this adds up to mean ground attack. And so is this coming from the Chinese people that are coming in through our southern border? And are these balloons, are they communicating through these balloons? You know what I mean?
Well,
because if you've got 4.5 million people coming across our wide open stinking southern border,
right?
And what would be preventing Chinese military from being part of those people? It wouldn't. There'd be nothing preventing them.
Well, we have people that have been apprehended. This is just the ones that have been apprehended.
Right.
I mean, it's like a leaking like a sieve. They're not even capturing all of them. I mean, they're only capturing a fraction of them. And what they know is over 140 countries now are represented by the immigrants that are coming 142 countries that these illegal invaders are coming from, many of them hostile nations,
right.
Muslim nations, people on terrorist watch lists, hundreds at least, if not thousands of Chinese now.
Right.
Many of these are military age, fighting age males,
right,
traveling alone or, you know, in groups of other males. And these guys are not all coming here to pick oranges.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, with the wide open porous border, it's a perfect way to insert fighters, whether they're here to carry out operations on the ground, subversion,
right,
tactics, sabotage tactics, you know, just right out of the playbook, World War II playbook for the, you know, the resistance, underground,
right,
resistance, derailing trains, starting fires.
Right.
I mean, what are we going to expect this summer? Intentionally set fires all over the West and more train derailments or whatever. I mean, we're at war. We are at war. There are people that are at war with us.
Right.
And, you know, the fastest way to lose a war is to not realize you're in one.
Exactly. Until after they've already won and destroyed,
right,
all of your infrastructure.
Right.
How brilliant is that for elected officials to be bumbling along, allowing us to be wholly unprotected when the whole point of their position is to uphold the law and protect the citizenry.
And here's something else too with this Ohio chemical leak, which is still going on. The EPA and all these environmental agencies are saying, well, these tests we're testing and the numbers are way below harmful levels. It's safe to return. They're finding frogs, fish, thousands dead,
yep,
in the rivers. The water's contaminated. Animals are dying. People's chickens are dying who, yep, are in this affected area. And they're telling everybody, no, it's safe. The water, you know, we're testing. Everything's, you know, you should be able to return home. We got it all under control. Where are the environmental extremists,
right,
talking about saving the earth while they're protesting the adding of a private jet terminal at an airport? Where was that? Las Vegas or Los Angeles or somewhere. The environmentalists are protesting the addition of a private jet terminal to an airport.
Yeah.
But silent on this toxic spills that,
yep,
is contaminating the water supply. It's killing animals and who knows what it's doing to the soil and people.
Well, they don't get to take away any of your private property rights or your personal rights, your individual,
right,
rights with that. I mean, what, yeah, good is it to them, right? And so they look the other way, which shows exactly their true intent. And, you know, case in point, this was, I'm trying to remember what year this was. I can't remember if it was like 2010 or 2011, but there was a man in Washington who was looking to basically build a nice wall on his riverbank at the edge of his property.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was using a backhoe to basically level out this area because he planned on putting a retaining wall and making it nice. Well, he got put in jail by,
right,
by the Department of Ecology because he was causing soil disruption in the river.
Oh, right.
You know, oh dear. Oh my gosh, there was dirt that touched the water that was already on the bank of,
right,
the river. And they actually put that guy in jail. And so we're talking about pollution, right?
And nobody went to jail or lost their jobs at the EPA when they polluted the Colorado River.
Right.
Just look the other way. Nothing is, we're going to look into it. We're going to internally investigate this.
Right.
And then nothing ever happens. But they'll take the citizen and throw him under the jail for a dirt clod falling into the river.
Yep.
You know, so anyway, there's much to cover here. We're
lining them up. Just everybody, you're getting it. You're whiffling. You're getting whiffled. That's all there is.
This regime is placing us in harm's way. We're on the edge of a war, wars and rumors of wars, and they're escalating things, you know, with Russia. Now Russia is, they've mobilized battleships and submarines with tactical nukes. They're carrying tactical nukes now in the northern Atlantic.
Yes, and not only that, but on February 13th, the U.S. intercepted 4 Russian military planes that entered Alaska's air defense zone.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm actually less worried about the Russians than I am the Chinese and the North Koreans, but still, what are they doing there? And it's all because of this whole Biden regime coup that's bringing it down on us.
Yeah.
This is basically the domestic attack on us from the coup.
Yes, as a direct result of it. Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, this last week, while everybody was looking up at balloons, not saying that that was a distraction, but people were focused on that and missed this bombshell report. This Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist released this report proving that the U.S. blew up Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's an act of war. If that's provable, if this journalist actually put enough of this, and this article over here is at 100%fedup.com, but it's in numerous places on the internet, and you got to know the Russians are looking at this report and filtering through the evidence that this journalist has put together.
Yikes.
Blowing up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, that's monumental. That is an act of war.
That's an enormous act of
war.
And
right after this report comes out, Putin releases warships and submarines loaded with tactical nuclear warheads.
Holy cow.
So this is infuriating to me.
It is, because first of all, we are not the Biden coup regime. Americans are not the Biden coup regime.
No, they're not us. We're not them.
They stole our election and are throwing us under the bus as fast as they can.
Right.
And looting our entire economy by funneling all our money to Ukraine.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
So here we are unprotected because of election fraud, because of Congress who refused to do what the law required them to do and voted against doing what was required to do
by
law.
What they're required to do is, when there's reasonable suspicion that there's foreign interference, Congress must investigate.
Yep.
And they voted not to.
Right.
And the Senate voted to move forward with certifying the election. Pence was told of all this information about voter interference and election interference and fraud, and all they needed was 10 days. They could have legally held off certifying the election for 10 days. That would have given them the time to present the evidence that they had, and he agreed to it, walked out of the office, turned right around, and certified it. And that's what brought January 6th about.
That's right.
You know, 1.2 million or 2 million patriots descending on Washington, D.C., who were just a small representation of America, who saw their presidential election stolen and handed to globalists. And now here we are on the edge of war as a result of
with
it.
With Russia breathing down our neck, China breathing down our neck, or already here.
And our southern border open with who knows how many fighters breathing down our neck now.
That's right.
So it's
the wiffle bat needs to come down hard today.
Yep.
And so we're bringing it.
All right.
That's
let's bring the word of God today too.
The
I want to make sure
God,
we do that every
because
day.
Because the theme with God for all of us Christian patriots is trust. We trust wholeheartedly in the Lord, right?
Yeah,
not in man.
To.
Not in man. And so the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 16, which read, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. you shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small, and make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them, the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. You shall rejoice in the Lord, and glory in the Holy One of Israel. And that's it.
That is awesome.
Dang, that is the best news. That is not just the good news. That is the best
that is
news
great
possible.
News. That's exactly what we need to hear right now, right here at this time.
At this moment.
Yeah.
And this is Wiffle Bat Wednesday, when we've absolutely had enough. We're so fed up with all of this garbage. And there it says right there in verse 15, behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth.
Yes. Grind them up.
You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and make the hills like chaff.
Maybe we should call it Threshing Sledge Thursday.
There we go. Seriously, that's beautiful. And if that's not the Spirit of the Lord right there, right when you need him in just the most perfect, awesome way, saying, he's even kind of giving a little bit of a backhand to the people who are fearful, kind of like,
right, for not trusting in him.
Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says
yes.
the Lord. And so, awesome.
Yeah, that's just awesome.
Bring
that
it
is
on.
That is a great word. And that was a random word today.
Well, it was. What was cool about that was I picked up my little daily,
devotional,
and the card fell out of it. I use a card for a bookmarker. Actually, I have like six cards in there,
right.
But this one fell out and I looked at it and it was Isaiah 41:10. And so when I read, I just picked it up and I kind of glanced over 10 and I went, oh, well that carries on pretty nicely till verse 16. And so that's the word of the day.
That's
and
cool.
How phenomenal. Love it.
Just what we needed to hear. That's
yep.
Hey,
praise God for
not.
That message today.
Yeah. So glad we belong to him. Without him, what a mess. There's no hope. I mean, there is no hope.
That's right.
If you don't have hope in the Lord, there is no hope for where we're going in this world. But we do have him and we do have hope in him. And we know that he's good for his word.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Amen. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. And boy, if you don't think he's coming soon, then you need to be paying attention. He is coming soon. Be ready for him and learn how to do that and what all that means at JesusAppears.com. We'll be back with segment two of the morning commute right after these messages. Stick around.
How do communists gain control of non-communist governments? Let's take a look. By military occupation. By expelling non-communist officials. By the army appointing puppet officials. By obtaining military and police powers. Controlling the legislative procedures. By propaganda creating political and economic unrest. Controlling the courts. Terrorizing political and economic opponents. By obtaining government positions and secrets.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
Welcome Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by 299 Days and Prepping 2.0. You can find the 299 Days book series at Prepping 2.0. And that's the podcast, helping to take your preps to the next level with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there. The website is prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two, lots going on here.
Oh boy, you're not kidding. Well, we ran across this clip from, creepy Klaus Schwab, who is describing to what looks like an Arab audience, standing at a podium labeled World Government Summit.
Oh.
And so they're liberally, just overtly claiming they rule now.
Right. We world rule. Government. Nobody voted for him.
We rule. We just have, we have assumed leadership. Right. Nobody voted us in. Nobody wants us. that's the greatest part of all. Nobody wants them.
Right.
And they keep stealing election after election.
That's right. And almost all the NATO countries are led by World Economic Forum puppets.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the UN as well.
In our nation, Brazil, Venezuela, I mean, it just goes on and on.
Oh, France, Canada.
All of them. Yeah. All of them. And so just listening to him describe, basically, he's saying, if you can understand his thick accent.
Nazi accent.
Yep, exactly. And he's basically saying, whoever masters technology in some way will be the master of the world. Mm. And so, you know, listen here to this clip.
And we are just now where we move into the exponential phase. And I agree, artificial intelligence, but not only artificial intelligence, but also the metaverse, near space technologies, and I could go on and on, synthetic biology. Our life in 10 years from now will be completely different, very much affected, and who masters those technologies in some way will be the master of the world.
And that's their end goal, being masters of the world anyway. But
oh no, I think you misquoted him.
Z master of the world. Well, he's got one thing right. In 10 years from now, the world will be different. Exactly. He is not going to be the master of anything.
That's right.
He's going to be on his knees before the master, and probably in 10 years from now, it'll all be over with.
That's right.
You know, we're just coming up on it, you know, that quick, you know, I believe. And, but that's how that's what's motivating these people.
Yep.
This is the agenda, and everything is this equity religion. This wokeism is, you know, the
ESG.
Right. The environment, societal and governmental attitudes.
Yep.
And, you know, this is where they're going. And they're running this through the UN as well and the World Economic Forum, basically telling us exactly what they intend to do. And they are on a major campaign right now dealing with extremism and misinformation, as they call it.
Right. Well, interesting, though, I have this article here from the Epoch Times that describes woke policies are backfiring on Wall Street. And and so this is fantastic, where it's describing ESG has basically hijacked and misled major corporations for the past decade, where they've been telling them that, you know, the bottom line typically for large corporations is keeping their stakeholders on board through profit margins, right? Which it ought to be in a capitalist society. That's exactly the bottom line. It's profit. Well, this ESG comes along, the whole globalist notion of fascism, where now corporations are supposed to stroke government strokes corporations. Yep. And then by what the government from the UN is saying through their fascist measures is, don't focus so much on profit, focus on manipulating culture around you.
Yes. Don't focus on and pay attention to the voters.
Right.
Pay attention to the agenda.
Exactly. Because, yeah, right. as we remember that last week when, well, 2 weeks ago when we reported that Antonio Guterres from the UN was saying, just ignore the voters
right.
from now on. Telling all the world, just ignore the voters.
Yep.
I don't think so.
The voters are too stupid to know what's good for them. You know, and turn to the world leaders, world government leaders who are not in any form of government. The United Nations is not a government. The World Economic Forum is not a government, but they're calling themselves the global government.
Right. So,
having global government summits.
But here's the cool part is that, as we see from history, time and time again, communism and controlled monopolies and markets never ever work.
Right.
They always fail.
Yes, they do.
One time after the next. And so these corporations are finding out the hard way that while they've been trying to embrace what the government is shoving down their throats to become fascist partners with them, they're finding out it doesn't pay off.
Well,
and
exactly.
So, you know, market-driven capitalist government is what makes them profit.
Yeah.
And so they're finally going, you know what, this isn't working out so well after all. And we bought it hook, line, and sinker, and now nobody's buying our stuff.
There is something to be said about the adage, you go woke, you go broke.
That's right.
Disney's now laying off thousands. Their market shares have plummeted with this targeting children for sexualization campaign. Them and Netflix also, you know, going down in flames. And all these companies, and in fact, DeSantis in Florida, basically they said, you know, we've let Disney govern themselves and they've kind of been outside of our system, but we're yanking that now because the agenda that you guys are on is anti-American.
It's illegal.
Right. And so Disney has backed off on that. They said, oh, we're just kidding. We're not going to do that anymore. But this is also working its way into the states. You know, if you go to informedchoicewa.org, informedchoicewa.org, there is a great expose on what they're trying to do in Washington State. And taking directions from the Anti-Defamation League of all places on this this agenda that they're pushing forward. We'll cover more of that. But it's conspiratorial narratives that's motivating extremists, boosted by the mainstream. Looking forward to sharing that with you tomorrow on Threshing Sledge Thursday.
Teeth, sharp teeth.
Yes. All right, guys, you be safe. Have a blessed day and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.